says, "Hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing."
If you missed it earlier, I am indeed hanging out with Jenna, as she is here every other weekend, as you know, for the Mixer. We also have Joelle in studio. She is with the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra. We're talking Summerfest music and microbrews, which is something that SMSO puts together for us. If you missed all the details on it, no worries. I'll do a quick recap. Saturday and next weekend, July 21st, Chatelaine Pavilion, 4 to 10. Great music's there, featuring a 90s band, which is like your headliner. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm going to be like, I'll be the one that's front and center dancing along to Backstreet Boys. Okay. Jenna, you guys are also bringing some beer.
Yes. So we are lucky enough to distribute for, I believe, 5 of the different breweries and one cider company that we have there. So we're really excited. We have Round Barn, of course. We've got Saugatuck Brewing Company, Silver Harbor, Sister Lakes, and then Virtue is our cider company. And then we will have the wines there as well. So we're really excited about that. Love being a part of this event. It's great for our community. It's a great way for us to showcase many of our local, hyper-local breweries that are here. Even something like Saugatuck and Virtue that are a little bit further away, mm-hmm. that you don't necessarily can't go to their tap room right in this area.
Yeah.
So I think that's awesome. Of course, being that we have Virtue there, you have a gluten-free option.
Yes.
And of course the wine.
Gluten-free.
So if you have a gluten intolerance, that's something that's huge for people as well. But let's get started on the beers that I did bring for people to try.
Okay.
I brought 3 different ones from 3 different of the suppliers that we have. So first we're going to try the Vacation Ale, which is from Round Barn, a favorite in the local area. It's very easy to drink. It's a hybrid between a Belgian wit and a American wheat. So we'll go ahead and give that a whirl.
So this is one of the ones that Round Barn will have that day.
That is correct.
To sample or to get a full glass of.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, this is huge. A lot of beer to choose from, as each one's going to have 4. What do you think of the smell?
It's good. I'm an IPA drinker, so I'm looking forward to this next one.
Like, so you two are very opposite.
Yeah.
Joelle and I are a lot more common in that as far as craft beers go. I definitely like the IPAs. I like the more hoppy profiles.
Mm-hmm. No, this is perfect.
I do know. I mean, it's so funny because we sell so much of the Vacation and the Kolsch and those lighter styles. People just love them. They're easy to drink in the summertime. So there's definitely that drinker out there. I think it's great that they have this option there because, you know, when people are showcasing, there are a lot of higher alcohol.
Yes.
A lot of the IPAs can tend to be a little bit higher alcohol.
Yep.
So it's kind of nice to have some of these like lower ABVs, easy to drink, so that when we're at the festival and people are trying, it's like, you know, a little bit goes a long way at those festivals.
Uh-huh.
So it's nice to have those lighter styles. And this is one of them.
Round Barn's Vacation Ale. Look for that one. If you like things like Bud Light, you like the light drink, this is kind of a drink that you would enjoy.
Yeah. And actually, this one's pretty good.
Told you.
Yes, they have some really nice, fruit flavors in this year. You really get a showcase of that orange and that zest. A little bit of lemon, actually, in this beer this year as well.
Good.
So it's definitely got that nice, really, really clean, fresh summer taste.
Yep.
Next, we are going to go ahead and do the IPA that Joelle so loves.
Okay.
Silver Harbor Brewing Company. I brought their Hop Sweat and Tears. They have great beers. They have a gold medal winning a barley wine that they won with their Ship Faced, which is their barley wine, and like I said, they won a gold medal with that. So they definitely are making great beer. I brought their IPA. It's one of our best sellers in our area, and it's called Hop Sweat and Tears.
Hop Sweat and Tears. That is from Silver Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joelle, I know you're gonna like it, but
yeah, this one
give me the smell test and the taste test.
Smells delicious.
Smells delicious.
She's like, right up my alley.
All right. So if you like IPAs, look for this one next weekend.
Correct. And I really dig this one because it's not like hop bomb. It's like very sessionable to me for an American IPA. It's just very balanced and easy to drink and such a great summer IPA to me.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely have to agree with that one. This is not one that sits on your palate too heavy, I think, for an IPA. Hop, Sweat, and Tears.
Correct.
That will be at Music and Microbrews next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you approve, Joelle?
I approve.
Okay. What's next?
So lastly, for the samples that I brought, and of course, we're going to have so many more beers to choose from, so I just brought like a few things here. I did bring one of the ciders from Virtue.
Oh, yes.
I brought their Brut, which is going to appease to those people that like something drier, mm-hmm. more like a wine, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be very delicious, super easy to drink. The thing about Virtue that makes them a little bit more unique is that every single one of their ciders is kind of a blend, so that it sees a barrel. So you get some of that barrel aging to it to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
and they use fresh Michigan apples. Everything's Ooh. Michigan.
Love it.
They do a great job. And again, more of a little bit European style. So not that super sugar bomb. You're not going to get any of that with their ciders. They will have some that are on the sweeter side, but it's all real sugar. It's not fake sugar. It's not like they're dumping in, you know, the fructose and all that. So it actually comes from the fruit.
Keep in mind, too, she already mentioned this is gluten-free option for anyone. So we just sampled three options that are all going to be available for you next weekend at Summerfest. Music and microbrews happening Saturday, July 21st. It kicks off at 4, goes until 10 o'clock. You'll be able to sample these. If you love them, you can get a full glass, whatever it is. And also enjoy the entertainment that they have up on the stage at Shadowland Pavilion that night as well. Tickets and more info can be found at smso.org. And thanks for bringing me all this delicious beer and cider to sample, Jenna.
Yes, no problem. Thanks, Joelle, for joining us.
Of course.
Lindsay K says, hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing.